Weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know the teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer of your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. Let us start our conversation in the name of the Father which is in heaven, and the Mother which is in creation, and the Son that brings the revelation to humanity, and they present the Spirit of God to man. Again, God or nature showed its power last week, and how awesome it is, and humans still have to recognize and realize this power, which is really, compared with the universe, is very small and few minutes tsunami brought so much suffering to so many people, and we still cannot prevent such a things. And it shows how fragile human life is, and still humanity hangs into their life like it's gonna last forever, and do not realize that there will be a time that they have to answer the question of why this creation has been created and why they are here. In a blink of an eye, they might not have that opportunity that God has given humanity to come and realize that. But we have the opportunity and ability to know the plan of God and the revelation that has been sent to humanity for the last 12,000 years, and now, of course, is revealed clearly to man as a final revelation that explains why the creation has been created, why we are here, what is the goal of life, why God went through so much through history for the last 12,000 years, and why human cannot bring the peace and unity and know the goal of the life unless they realize that there is indeed a God. There is a spirit, there is a being, and no matter how much scientists try to explain the universe, at the end they will reach a point they have no choice but acknowledge that there is a unified base for all the creation, and humanity have to recognize that base, of course, is the Spirit or God. And God has revealed, and in His revelation clearly said, there's going to be seven revelation, seven truth, and they're going to come for 12,000 years, the period that many people in Hindu religion believe that is the Kali Yuga, a time of the ignorance, and we are at the end of that time and time period, and the starting of 1,000 years of human progress. For 200 years or so, humanity will be prepared, and they will see that they have to realize and recognize what this creation is made of and what is its goal. The sooner, of course, humanity recognizes that, the sooner they can come together, create communities of light, start following the eternal divine path, realizing each religion is a part of a greater truth, and none of the religion before this revelation have the whole truth, and therefore cannot be perfect. Perfection comes in the seventh revelation, and this revelation now have come to humanity, and humanity now have the whole plan of God in front of them. And if they recognize and see it clearly, the sooner they do that, the sooner we can create a world that we have much more control over it. Such disasters can be detected, can be reported, can be prevented in a greater degree. And of course, Earth is in distress itself, because human consciousness is affecting everything around it, including Earth. Our actions does not only affect us, does not only affect our family and our community, our nations, but they affect the whole Earth, and Earth a living organ. And therefore, it will be stressed, because Earth and nature are closer to the will of God. The more we make our life artificial and go away from nature, the less aware we will be of what is happening. Indeed, there have been reports a few hours before the tsunami hit and brought such a great disaster, many animals start acting very strangely, and their owner didn't know what's happening to them. But it has been reported all through history, before a disaster comes, there is some indication that animals give that they are in a stress, because they're closer to nature. So also when the communities of light are created and man can meditate and become closer to the nature or more natural life, they can sense of what might happen in the future, and therefore they can become more aware of their environment. Of course, we do not discount the science and ability to monitor Earth and recognize if something is going wrong. And this disaster shows that humanity is really one body again, and when it affects one part of the world, other parts of the world no longer can ignore it. If this disaster had happened 100 years ago or 200 years ago, we would not hear it for some times, and we would not have been able to help as fast as the whole Earth, you know, mobilized to help. So we are becoming more and more like a global village, and the communication and the ability to know one another is greater than any time in human history. So we can see all the signs is going toward a unification of humanity, and this revelation is the map how to bring that unity with recognizing there is only one God for all humanity. We are all His children. Recognize the history, why the history of last 12,000 years occurred, and now is the time that the revelation that God said will come at the end time is here, and all the signs also are there that unification is needed and necessary, and humanity going toward that unification. The only thing really left is to educate humanity, to implement these teachings in a greater degree, and make humanity recognize that they are all the children of one God, and the sooner they come to this conclusion and become just and fair to one another, start respecting each other, and recognizing the essence of each man and woman and child is God, the sooner we stop killing one another, we stop separating one from the other by, trivial differences of culture, color, gender, nationality, religion, and we become one. Therefore, we can see all the signs there that we have to come together and make this earth a place of peace and study this earth in a greater degree and the universe, so we can prevent disasters like these even before they can happen. If we can monitor the movements of the plates on earth and recognize the pressure building up in one part of earth, then we might release that pressure before it comes to the point of earthquake or tsunami or any destruction that might come. Of course, still the universe is much more violent and much more turbulent than we can completely control it, but at least we can try. And that is possible with cooperation, understanding between people. And some parts of disaster, they can't help very much because government is fighting with some rebels in the country. And if they had peace, that would not have been a problem. So we can see peace is really word that humanity should concentrate on in a greater degree, and how we can reach it, how we can reach that peace and unity, and this revelation is given the way to do it. Of course, in every agreement and coming to more closer understanding of each other, some sacrifice is necessary with each party. That's what people negotiate, and eventually they come to some agreement that this is what we're going to do, and one part gives a little, another part gives a little, eventually they come to a point of agreement. This revelation is the same. The dogmas have to go. Our misunderstanding of our religions have to be forgone. Our traditions have to become God's tradition. We have to recognize and realize in order to bring peace, we cannot all keep our holidays and traditions and ways and expect at the same time to have peace unless we want to dominate and dictate our ways to other people. And of course, they're going to resist because they want their way. And therefore, again, we will have war and destruction and disunity. But of course, if we accept this revelation, then we accept God's tradition, God's ways, and we have to forego our ways, and therefore we come closer to one another, because then we all going to have follow the holy days of God. We will respect one another, we will be just, we will not separate each other by trivial differences and all the things that this mission has been preaching to humanity for the last 24 or 25 years. And now, of course, more people know about these teachings, this revelation. People did not know anything about the eternal divine path in 1970 or 75. Since 1982, many people now know what eternal divine path is. That is the work of the messengers to give the message to humanity. The more people know about the eternal divine path, the more people can teach it to other people. And the more we teach other people, the greater will this understanding and awareness will come to humanity, and one day everybody knows what the divine path is, what the seventh seal is, how it opened, what God meant with the revelation of the seven seals in the Revelation and other places in the Bible and His scriptures and His words. So the salvation of man is God. Salvation of man is the revelations came through Him. Salvation of man is to recognize the goal of the life is to become divine, to cleanse themselves of the human ego and the craving of the ego and attachment of the ego and forgetfulness of the ego, why it is here, and become attached to the external world and what it offers it, and therefore become unaware of the goal of their life. And when they forget what is the goal of their life, of course they surely will fall, and they will become attached to the body, to their environment, and because they don't have the connection to the spirit, they direct the infinite longing for infinity, which they have come from. And they have a memory that once they were everything, and they were infinite, and they were one with God. Now they don't have that connection, therefore they direct that infinite longing towards satisfaction of the finite world. And of course, finite cannot quench the thirst for infinity, therefore they never will be satisfied. So the very endeavor to become happy and satisfied in the external world is delusion, is a maya. In fact, the very essence of the external world is lonely and unsatisfactory. And therefore, we want to feel this loneliness and this satisfaction with trying to do it with other people is an illusion, is a maya. The only way we can feel that infinite longing is to connect ourselves with infinity, with God. It's recognizing that indeed we were infinite once, we came, we were disconnected, we were separated from that essence, and therefore now we are so separated, and we do everything. We go to party, we drink, we buy the most beautiful car, we try to have a most beautiful or handsome partner. We're proud of our children, we try to become happy with anything external, when indeed happiness is within you, it's internal. You cannot find it out there. That's why people have become so disappointed. No matter how rich they become, how wonderful partner they have, how many parties they go to, and how much they drink or this and that, it does not satisfy them. And still after 12,000 years and all these experiments that humans have gone through, still humanity is trying to be happy and satisfy one by this approach to the external world and trying to satisfy one with the finite things. But in the creation of the communities of light and creating an environment that people can meditate, can cooperate with each other, can create peace and progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, they accelerate their progress toward realizing that the goal of the life is to become divine. That goal, of course, helped them to accelerate their progress toward that infinity and essence, and the happiness will come to them, and many people will be satisfied with minimum physiological and safety need, and they direct the rest of their life toward the goal of the life, to become divine and help others also to become divine. So we can see the map again is being given to humanity, how they can become happy and holy and one and peace and unity, and recognizing there is only one God for all of them. There is not two or three or ten. No, He is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. F-I-N-E. Therefore, now humanity have all the tools they need to have and come together and recognize a God that has been sending all this revelation together as one. And if we recognize this and we teach other people also recognize this, then we realize that the prophets before this revelation had only a part of the truth. None of them had the whole truth. And that is the word of God, right in the Bible, right in the revelation of God, that the mystery at the end time will not be revealed to anyone, not even to Daniel, not even to Ezekiel, not even to any prophet, not even to Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, or Krishna, or anybody. None of them had the whole picture, the whole map, the whole truth, until the seventh revelation comes. And when that seventh revelation comes, it reveals to humanity the whole plan. And when the whole plan comes, by then, many great people have been progressing for the last 12,000 years, and they come and they see this revelation, and they say, yes, indeed. Not with an egoistical way, yes, I am a elect, just like I am God, but nobody else is. But I'm elect in a sense, I will understand this teaching, I will take it, and I become a second-level messenger for humanity. I will carry it to every corner of the world. I will reach out to the rest of the humanity. I will follow it and accept it as the word of God and as the revelation that has been prophesied and foretold to come. And therefore, I become a pure channel for God, and I take my ego away so His words and spirit can come through me, and I can connect others to God or mission, and therefore I am not an egoistical messenger, but I am a humble messenger that realizes that the message is more important than the messenger, and if the messenger become in the way of message, then it is in the way. The messenger become an obstacle when ego is involved as, and therefore they have to recognize when their ego comes in. Of course, it doesn't mean to stop, don't reach out and preach to humanity and try to teach them this new revelation. It's okay, go ahead and learn your lesson. If you recognize, yes, my ego have come through and I think I'm the doer. It is not the Spirit of God doing it through me. Learn your lesson and go on and learn not to let ego comes in. Little by little, of course, you reach a point that ego becomes smaller and little, and eventually more and more God will come through and less of you will be there. These are amazing truths and gems of wisdom that have come to humanity, and the way has been really paved for man to go to God and bring the peace and unity and understanding of the Spirit, which is one, for the whole man and God and godliness. And therefore we all have to recognize this perfect revelation, a perfect way, and sooner we overcome our own desires and wants and surrender and submit to the will of God, the sooner we can come together and become a cooperative group and create the facilitating body so we can reach in an organized way to every corner of the earth and spread this message to every humans. And the sooner humanity recognize these messages and start following them, the sooner they will come to that unity and recognize there is only one God for all of us. Unfortunately, the religions before this revelation cannot unify humanity because it's just like trying to come to a decision or conclusion with an imperfect information and 1/7 of the information we need to make that decision. Therefore, all religions before this revelation have to recognize they do not have the whole package, the whole information, and because of that, they cannot unify because they only have a part of the whole truth. The sooner the followers of other religions recognize that and see God has been sent their revelation as a part of a greater truth and realize their prophet, their revealer, has come from God, but he did not have the whole truth. If they recognize that, of course, they have to forego their dogmas and their hanging into the religion that is no longer effective, and come to the understanding of this revelation. We have a question from Matthew Clark that would it be unrighteous to go jail instead of war, if it was a righteous war based on knowledge? The only war that is really righteous is the war that you defend yourself against aggressor, and or it is necessary to establish the kingdom of God on earth. As you might know, if you have been on our website or you have talked with other people in the mission, there is always three kinds of every action in the universe: from ignorance, from passion, and from knowledge. That, of course, includes war. If the war is neither bring great material possession to you or the people who have started the war, nor is good for the people who have attacked, being attacked, That war, of course, is from ignorance, and it will benefit no one. If the war started because we want more land, we want more possessions, we want to dominate, we want to gain advantages from the point of the view of the worldly things, that war is from passion. Anytime an action is done for selfish reason, for gain, that is from passion. When the action is done, which is no good, not good for us, not good for other person, that is from ignorance. When the action is done, which is godly and pure, and the reason for it is to bring greater awareness to humanity and bring godliness and purity and unity and oneness and all that, that's from knowledge. Of course, when the war is from knowledge, you know, then it is the duty of every person to participate in such a war, as we can see in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was distressed and did not want to fight, because he said, who am I fighting? I'm fighting with my brothers, I'm fighting with my family, I'm fighting with my, you know, relatives, and I don't want to fight. And he dropped the helmet and the sword and said, Krishna, I can do it. There's no honor in this war. But Krishna convinced him that that war is the righteous war. It is good, it is godly, it is pure, it is against the evildoers and the people who do not want to accept purity and unity and greater things. And at the end, eventually, Arjuna relented and accepted Krishna's wisdom and went on. So, if the war is against an aggressor, and if the war is godly and pure and based on the spirit, we have to accept that we have a duty to participate. But if it is not, then we can become a conscious objector and say, no, you know, I can't war for, you know, material thing. It is not in a part of my consciousness, and I object to such a war. Of course, there are countries that they do accept that argument, and if you object and your conscience does not let you do it, you can forego going to war. But that is really the map or the base of going to war. If it is from ignorance and passion, you should not participate. But if it is from God and godliness, therefore you can see right there, the only war is really acceptable is the war to spread this message and eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth. Any other war is based on ego, ignorance, and passion. Therefore, we can see that we have to be consciousness objective to every other war but the last war or any war that will bring the unity of humanity and understanding of God's revelations. Matthew is asking, so one type of war based on knowledge would be self-defense. If someone was attacking your country, if you are a cripple to fight. Yes, indeed. If there is an attacker, you know, you have the right to defend yourself with every mean possible to defend yourself and war of the aggressor. Therefore, if there is a war started with the aggressor, it's a duty of every individual to defend themselves with every ounce of their being possible. So that eventually there will be no aggressor, because all the aggressors know people in that nation or religion will fight back. You know, the more humanity will be willing to stand for their rights and fight back, the less aggressor we will have, and eventually aggressors will back off. It's just like that bully in a school. If you stand against them, you know, or report them to the administrators in a school, that person will back off very fast. But if you relent and let them, you know, be bully and bully you, you know, they become even more aggressive and all that. But the more humanity recognize that they cannot be aggressor, the sooner aggressors or bullies will realize they can't do it anymore, you know, and we will have peace. So that is, again, another rule for humanity, that if there is an aggressor, you have to fight back and defend yourself with every ounce of your being, and don't be aggressor yourself, but be defender of the right and justice on earth. And if there is a war to establish the godliness, of course, that would be fine. But who should decide what is a godly war? You know, just it sounds like jihad in Islam. It sounds like the same kind of a meaning. And of course, the very concept of jihad came to Islam when people in Mecca start making the life of Muslim miserable. They took over their possession. They put them out of Mecca and start killing them. And eventually, you know, Prophet Muhammad said, yes, okay, we have to defend ourselves against these people. And of course, defending ourselves against them eventually became the idea of jihad, that just anybody who doesn't believe in Islam, kill them. You know, that of course, we can see that God said only one-fourth of the earth will be Muslim, and they already covered that much. And now, of course, the only jihad is, or the holy war is the war that make other people recognize that there were seven revelation and seven angels. And if they attack us, we should defend ourselves. That is the godly way. But in the peaceful way, not being aggressive, is the rule. And who makes who decide the jihad is necessary is those who have already overcome within themselves and recognized and realized and will not start a war from ignorance or passion. If a war is from ignorance and passion, that person who decided is not a very high level of consciousness, and therefore the humanity should not accept that from them. But if they are absolutely high and they start a war based on the God's will, then those who follow them, they will recognize, yes, it is the will of God, and we can see the will of God now is this revelation. So any other jihad or war is from either ignorance or passion, and they are not acceptable. That is why any war on earth at this time and any jihad at this time are not the will of God and will fail. But at the end, of course, we hope we reach a place that humanity doesn't have to have a war at all. We will become one human, one being, and create peace on earth, and no war will occur on earth. But that is the rule for starting a war. As God said, there is a time for peace, there is a time for war, there's time for everything. But of course, if there is we create an environment that there will not be a time for war, hopefully we will not have any war anymore. So the message of the mission is peace. The message of the mission is unity. The message of mission is that we should bring the revelation of God and recognize that the essence of each man is God, and therefore we cannot kill him, but we will not sit down if somebody attacks us. We have to defend ourselves and defend the mission, defend the belief we have, and but we will not be aggressive. We will not attack other people unless, of course, we are forced to a point that that is the only way to bring the peace of God on earth. So this is the rule for war. And any war happening at this time on earth, it is not acceptable. I hope that answers your question. And if you have a follow-up, go ahead. Again, this is the room of the revelation of the seventh seal, the unification of our religion, the room that have brought the revelation that all religion have come for a reason, for a purpose, and they have just a part of the truth, not the whole truth. Any religion before it, including Hinduism, Buddhism, and mystical path, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Baha'i, and Ananda Marga, or Paraviprasa, none of them have the whole picture, the whole truth. All have come from major manifestation, the prophets, the savior, they're all the same. Then you say, a prophet, it is a major manifestation, it is the Messiah, it is God presented on earth, just like we had a discussion in our room this last week, that a person was saying Krishna is God, and therefore he's greater than the prophet, because prophet is a prophet, and Krishna was God, and the prophet also represents God. When Christ said, me and the Father are one, and the prophet Muhammad said, listen to the prophet what he says, they represent the spirit of God, and they and God are one, and the Krishna does the same thing. There is a question from Sevijiduk. Coming of the last prophet, is that a question or is that a statement? I don't see any question there. If you are asking, this is the last prophet, yes indeed, that this is the coming of the revelation of the seventh seal, which a lot of people in the world do not know about it. They follow other scriptures like Baha'is and Quran and New Testament, but they do not emphasize much on the revelation, and some of them even don't understand what revelation says. Now it is revealed what is the meaning of revelation is, and we see if you know our teachings, you know your religion and the plan of God and the word of God. And many people have recognized this after they have read though our scriptures, the holiest of the holiest. They understood their religion. They understood other people's religion. They understood the whole plan of God and revelation of God. God revealed the end time, what is going to happen to some prophets, like Daniel, Ezekiel. But he said, seal them. Don't tell humanity what's going to happen at the end time. And he didn't reveal it to any prophet before it. Very vaguely he gave some indication there's going to be upheaval, there's going to be tribulation, there's going to be separation and destruction and wars and rumors of wars and knowledge will increase and this and that. But he never ever revealed the whole truth to humanity. And he said clearly in Revelation 10:7 that his mystery will finish after the seventh angel comes. And every time the seventh angel come, he says it's done, it's finished, it's that's it. Now, of course, for the last 20-some years, we have been revealing these teachings, and perfecting it and giving more essays and satsangs and going on realizing the genealogy, the prophecies, and many, many other things that now you can find all of them in the website. And a few weeks ago, in a month, month and a half or so, the last declaration also has been given to humanity. It's done. It's finished. This revelation is perfected for humanity now. They can go to our website and see the perfect revelation of God for man. And this perfection, of course, has come to humanity in this time. And now it's been called, everybody has been called to come and to see this revelation and realize the plan of God. Therefore, God is already said. And again, in a proverb, Christ told them that, you know, Israel like a rich man. He had a field full of good crop in it, and the enemy came and put weed and bad thing in it. And the servant told him, so we should go and separate them. He said, don't do it now. Let them grow together. And that's exactly what's happening for the last 12,000 years. And when the harvest time comes, we separate them. We put the wheat away, and we put the wheat into the barn. And this is the time of separating the wheat from the chaff, wheat from the weed. And so this is all the word of God. This is all in the scripture. This is all in your religion. And every religion said at the end time there is going to be a separation between the good and evil. Even Zoroastrian religion, you know, have brought the belief at the end time there is going to be, you know, a war between Ahura Mazda, their god, and Ahriman, their devil, for the word devil in Christianity and other religion. So all religions have pointed to coming of this time. And now we are in that time that the last revelation of God has come and the plan of God is revealed and the call has gone to all of you to come, to join, to bring God's way to man. Matthew is asking, take September 11th, for example. Was the USA fighting back a righteous act? Well, that is a very complicated question. And really, there is a misunderstanding and also a propaganda war between the West and East, that each of them believe that they are the right one, they are the corrected one. That's why they are fighting. But the conclusion really is, they are, as I said, no war at this time, no destructive tendencies or anything that they say it is the righteous war, it is the righteous way, is correct, because this revelation have come. Now, only righteous war or righteous thing to do is, you know, spreading this revelation and bringing the kingdom of earth on earth. Therefore, we don't take side because we don't believe any of them are correct. We believe each of them has based on their ego interpretation and the misinformation and misunderstanding between them, which they don't recognize and realize that other side might have some, you know, truth in what they claim or believe, but at the same time they might be also wrong in their assumptions because they don't understand each other. For example, many people in come and say, you know, Islam is all wars and destruction and this and that, when they don't know the history of Islam and how this war came about. So we can see that we can concentrate on the light at the end of the tunnel. We are in the darkness and in the middle of the tunnel of destruction and wars, and it's going to get probably worse before it gets better. And the grace have taken away from all other religion, other people, and it is concentrated on this mission alone. And therefore, anything outside this mission and this revelation is tainted with ego, misunderstanding, cultural war, geopolitical war, and many, many impurities that will not bring peace and unity to humanity. And they are absolutely will not succeed. You don't have to be quantum physic genius that to see when God sends a revelation, anything before it will be abolished, will be finished, will be done with. And now this revelation has come, therefore everything before it you should not concentrate on. You should not be worried about 9/11 or war in Iraq, or you can just read about it in the thing and feel bad about it if you want. But if you go with God's revelation, it is done, it's finished. They are no longer are valid, and only thing is valid on earth is the revelation of God, and that's it. So with this, we can be relaxed, sit back, concentrate on God, create community of light, come together, create the facilitating body, and establish an environment that eventually all these wars come to a conclusion that none of them going to succeed. And as we said, the oppressor will be oppressed, and the oppressed will be oppressor, and the ego circle go forever until we break that circle and reach a point that we do not start wars based on ego and all those things. So, concentrate on light. Do not concentrate on the darkness. The more you concentrate on the darkness, the more you will become unhappy. You become attached to your culture, your religion, your nationality. You start opposing other people, seeing them to be evil. And of course, if I can make you see other person evil, then you see yourself to be right to kill them and destroy them and have war. But if you can see they are also have the essence of God, and they are a part of the God's plan, and they are not as evil as we think, and we are not as evil as they think, and eventually we can bring that unity to them, then we can become one. So the recommendation is concentrate on God, not on human ego and misunderstandings. Okay, SVG Doc is asking, I lost my crown and I can't find it nowhere. Do you know where? I don't understand that question. If you want to elaborate, the only person who has the crown is God, and that's a question that's is related to this mission. I hope you have gone to our website and understanding this revelation and coming here and trying to understand what these teachings are all about. I can see other questions in the room that are much better. Just like the one that Lou is asking, could you please explain Isaiah 25:17-25? Can you elaborate on that, Lou, and give us the very essence of your question? And Lou is asking, fear and the snare on the upon the inhabitants of the earth. Okay, sound like that is again is about the tribulation and what is coming to them, the fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. Indeed, this is the time that this is coming. And many people on earth, they think they can bring the peace and unity to humanity by their understanding, their religion, and they try to, you know, use nice words to do it, but you will see more and more they will not work, and because it's based on ego. All the wars and destruction coming to humanity at this time is based on ego, based on old understanding, old religion, old culture, which they have gone through their period and no longer are valid. You know, that is what happens every time. Then when God sends a revelation, anything before it is no longer valid, and they have to go away and be replaced with the new wine in a new skin. Therefore, we should not concentrate in old skin and old wine, and the more we concentrate in the new skin and new revelation, the sooner we will overcome being attached to what is or was, and concentrate on what is coming. And of course, the more we work for what is coming, what is not that important anymore for us, and we can concentrate in bringing the God kingdom on earth instead of being depressed and unhappy of what is happening on earth. And what you see in those verses in Isaiah, of course, is again a part of God's foretelling of the future, of what will come to humanity. And as we can see, this revelation here for some 20 years, Prophet Muhammad established his religion in 23 years. And we have been here more than 20 years, and we have just scratched the surface, and actually people have becoming more resistant toward the truth than before. And therefore, we can see that we have a hard work in front of us to turn the humanity around of where are they going, and how are they eventually going to see this, but going through the tribulation and destruction and recognizing eventually that their ways is not going to work. As simple as that. Therefore, we have to reach out, and just like somebody was saying this week, like a drip of water, drip, 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 and as it sounds like we're not progressing, we're not making any dent or anything, but if we continue dripping this revelation and truth on humanity, little by little we will create dent and create an impression on human consciousness. And eventually, when they went through all this tribulation and destruction and ego trips and separation and dogmas and misunderstanding and this and that, eventually they have no choice but long for a replacement of what they have. And we have the replacement. This is it. This is the future of humanity that we're representing in this mission. And the people who have heard it and know it have great responsibility. You cannot shrug your responsibility and say, yes, I can hear it, I can see it. He has told me for 20 years or 15 years or 5 years or 2 years. I have seen the vision, but I'm not going to do anything for it. Okay, I leave you to God. But the truth of it is, you are the second level messenger. You have seen the vision, you have heard the message, and now it is you who should become in fire as I am, or I have been, and I started this mission by myself, one person. Now there are many candles who have been lit, and now it is you who should come and lead the other people all over the world. Okay. It seems there's not many questions there left. Luke 21, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones. Okay? Well, remember also these sayings all are not for this lifetime only. As we discussed, there's going to be three reincarnation. This reincarnation was the reincarnation of revelation. Revelation came, was perfected. Now is the time of implementation, spreading the message, creation of the facilitating body, reaching to humanity, spreading it to all corners of the world. So therefore, the process of implementation have started. That's why I'm calling all of you. That is why I'm looking for the elect. That's why you have to come together and work with me and create the 24 elders or 12 elders. Depends on how we want to do it. And eventually we can create the organization that effectively, efficiently we can spread this message to humanity. After implementation, of course, hopefully we can bring the kingdom of God, but if still there is going to be resistance at the end, we might not have a choice but to implement it at the final resort to what is called Armageddon. If there are forces that are against the coming of the kingdom, therefore we have to eventually overcome and bring God's kingdom on earth. Therefore this lifetime is for just the revelation. This is the fulfillment of the seven seals, coming of this revelation. And now is implementation. Of course, while we create such an organization and we implement this revelation, there are going to be tribulation, and all the things that you see in these verses will come to man. Humanity have no choice. This mission is not just an idea of a man. It is supported with God and His Spirit and the whole universe. So therefore, He's not going to just let this revelation come and being destroyed and not follow. Therefore, there is going to be a backup, and humanity will go through a period of birth pain. And that period of birth pain, they will begin awaken and they recognize more and more their ways is not good way. And this is the way, and that's the way of God. Therefore, we need people to bring this to humanity. The sooner we can spread this message to more people, the sooner the more people they recognize their ways are not good, it's not going to work, and therefore we can bring the kingdom of God on earth. And these verses we are talking about are the tribulation, are the things is going to come to man. They're symbolic. Would it have been exactly the way it said? As we know, God's words have more than seven meaning, and it depends upon, you know, people involved. And of course, tribulation and destruction is on earth. There is no place on the world that there is no fear, you know. Even without, there is no fear in the West. Now there is even fear in the United States of terrorism and this and that. There is no place in the world. There is no poverty. There is no unsafeness, there is safety, there is no fear. They're all over the place. And there is no one on earth that can say, I'm safe, I'm happy, I'm holy, I have no fear. Of course, unless you're godly. If you're godly, of course you have no fear. What's going to do, they're going to do to you? Kill you, you're going to come back and say, here I am. You know, they kill you, I'm here. You know, again and again, eventually do the word of God. Therefore, you can see the whole the land is going toward the coming of God's kingdom. And of course, if we resist it, we are going against the word of God. We are resisting God. And resisting God is impossible. So if you are called for, if you are an elect, if you really are egoless, then you will let God come through and you overcome your ego longing and ego understanding. And you go to God, understanding, overcome anything that is not godly. Be one with God and let God come through you. Let your ego go. Detach yourself from this external world and this world and the darkness. Concentrate of light on light. Concentrate on this mission. Concentrate on this revelation and the Word of God. And reach out to every corners of the world and every humanity. It is not a cult. We are not creating few people in the place. And are preaching no suicide, no giving up. Therefore, it's not going to happen to us like those who suicide or kill themselves or anything like that. It has nothing like that whatsoever. It's a revelation from God. And each of you have to reach and preach and spread the Word of God. Be with God. And maybe see you next week. Salam, everybody.